We know now at the moment, in this Corona epidemic, it's Eis Tzur El Yaakov. So I'd like to speak a bit about Tefillah today, because we know there's a machlokes in Rishonim. Is Tefillah a mitzvah d'oraisa? That's what the opinion of the Ramban is. Or is Tefillah a mitzvah d'rabunan? And the Ramban is of the opinion that Tefillah is a mitzvah d'rabunan. And he says that it's a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we are able to daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam allows us to daven, it's a big chesed. However, says the Rabban, in the time of a Eis Tzura, when we see, unfortunately, that things are not going as they should be, then Tefillah is a doiraisa, because we are being shown min hashamayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to daven, and we have to realize Ke'enei avudim aliad adoineim. We are like servants who are dependent on their master, and we have to ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So he explains to the Ramban, in the time of Tzura, which is the present situation, we have an added chiyuv of tefillah to daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, realizing that we are in the hands of Hashem, and we are like ke'enei avudim aliad adoineim. And I want to speak specifically today about the tefillah of tachanin. Why tachanin? Because tachanin, we know, the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Uvos, in the second Perek, Mishnah Yid Gimel, k'sha'ato mispalel, when you daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, al tas tfiloscha kva. Don't daven in a way that your tefillah should be a burden, you have to, this is what you have to do. El rachamim v'sachaninim lifnei hamukoim. You have to daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, begging the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for rachamim v'tachaninim. And the Mefoshim explain, the Ian Tefillah, that that's why tachanan is referred to. We call it this name, we call it tachanan. Other parts of the Tefillah have different names. We have Birchas HaShacha, Psika de Zimra, Birchas Krishma. And then we have Shmoyne Esra, and then comes Tachanan. Why is it called Tachanan? Writes the Torah in Simon Kif Lamed Aleph, La'acha sheyisayim shliach tzibach chazuz tefillah, noiflim al paneim im mischananim. We have to be mischanan. We have to beg the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So tefillah of Tachanan is called Tachanan because we have to be mischanan. We have to beg the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to have rachmunas. And therefore, says the Sefer Iyun Tefillah, is called Tachanan, like the Pusik says in Daniel, Anachni mapilim tachanineini lefonecho. The essence of tachanin is a person should feel that he is begging the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to have rachmunas. Now we know when we say tefillas tachanin, we do nefilas apayim. Nefilas apayim, we put our heads down on our arm. We don't find in the Gemara which arm we should do it on. And it's a machloikas rishonim. And lemasa, there are more paskins, kashanoifel alpunov, nohagi lahatois al tsad samoil. You should put your hand down, your head down on your left arm, which is what we do just by shachris, because we're wearing our tefillin on our left arm, therefore shachris we do it on the right. But mincha, we do it on the left. And if a person won't be wearing tefillin by shachris for whatever reason, he should also do it on the left hand side. Now, why does one do dafka on the left-hand side? What's the difference if it's the left or the right? So I saw something very interesting, which Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Parshas Korach on the Pusik, V'yipal Moshe, V'yipal Alpunov, V'yishma Moshe, V'yipal Alpunov, writes Rabbeinu Bachai in the name of Rav Haigun. If Hashem Rabbeinu Haigun, ki harui ludem lipal alpunov betzad samoil, you should dafka do nefilas apayim on your left hand. Venusam tam bezeh. And he gave a reason. Kedei leshabed benefilas apayim hayad horemezes cheres beleil hapesach. On the leil haseder, by the seder, we know we do haseva. How do we do haseva? We do haseva on the left hand side. Says Rabbeinu Haigun, that's the correct arm, the correct side to do Nefilas Apayim on. Doesn't explain what he means, but in Machzo Vitri adds on a few words of explanation. He says, when you do Nefilas Apayim, do it on the left. Why? That side which you look like a ben choirin, says the Machzo Vitri, where you do Haseva, tzurich lihiyos nichna. That's where you have to show hachnua. The concept of tachnun of Nefilas Apayim is showing hachnua. How do we show hachnua? We show that the Rebbeinu Shem is in control. When it was the Leil HaSeder, we did Haseva because we sat keben choirin. Now when you do tachnun, you have to show that side, the left-hand side, which I was sitting there like a melech, derech cheres. That's where I'm now falling on my left-hand side to show hachnua on the Yad HaRemezes Chayres Beleil HaPesach. And with this I understood another halucha which is very noigay at the moment. None of us are able to go to Shiel to daven in a Shiel or Beis HaMedrash. And we know that there's a big difference in the halucha specifically about Nefilas Apayim if you're saying it in a Beis HaMedrash or not. What's the halucha? The halucha is Paskins the Ramo, that Yesh Oimrim, the Ein Nefilas Apayim, we don't do Nefilas Apayim, Ele Bamukim Shesh Uren V'Sefer Torah B'Soichoi. You can only do Nefilas Apayim if you are in a place where there's an Uren HaKodesh and a Sefer Torah. Aval Beloize, Oimrim Techina Beloiki Sipunim V'Cheinoi Hagim. You may not do Nefilas Apayim. Now, what's the reason for this? Why is there a difference if a person is sitting, even with a minion, but he hasn't got a Sefer Torah with the Un HaKodesh, he can't do Nefilas Apayim? In the Masen, Kamach Roinim state that you can do Nefilas Apayim even if you haven't got Sefer Torah, as long as you have got Sefurim. So a person, for example, is sitting in his room at home, and he's got many Sefurim, his Gemura and Chemushim and so on. There are many Achroinim who say you can do Nefilas Apayim. Now, why should this make a difference? For some reason, I can only do Nefilas Apayim when I'm surrounded by an Un HaKodesh, a Sefer Torah, or at least Sefurim. But if I'm just sitting in my dining room and I haven't got any Sefurim there, then, sorry, you're not allowed to do Nefilas Apayim. Why should there be a difference? So I thought to myself as follows. The Ramban, famous word of the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, when the Ramban explains the concept, the Yesod of Emina that we learn out from Yetzias Mitzrayim, writes the Ramban that the Torah stresses, Lemanteida ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'uretz. Lemanteida ki Lashem ha'uretz. Ba'aviteida ki ein kamoini b'chol ha'uretz. What we learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim is Lemanteida ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'uretz. Rabbi Shem did not just create the world. The Rabbi Nishloilim is ruling the world, is controlling the world. Now we know Chazal tell us the Ein Lechu Ben Choyrin Ela Misha Oisik B'Toyra. The true Ben Choyrin is when a person is Oisik B'Toyra, which is why we know that when the Eden went out of Mitzrayim, they were not yet then true B'nei Choyrin. They might have been physically free, but they were not yet truly free. Because only when a person comes to this realization of La Hashem Hurez Emeloya, then a person is an Emeser Ben Choyrin. When a Yid sits by the Leil HaSeder, he does Haseva. The Pusik says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Ayin Aleph, Un Olechu Nismachti Mi Buten. Rabbi Nishlam, I've been leaning, I've been relying on you from the day I was born. Keili Uta, you are my God. You, Rabbi Nishlam, you're controlling, you're running the world. A person is a ben choyrin. The derech cheres, when you sit by Haseva, by the Leil HaSeder, is when we come to this realization, ki Lashem ha'uretz, lemanteida ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'uretz. When is a person a true ben choyrin? When he has got in front of him a Sefer Torah. A person is surrounded by Sefer Torah, by Sifra Kodesh. Then a person can say he is tak on this madrega ein lecho ben choirin elamisha oisik b'toira. Therefore, to fall nefila sapayim on the side with the concept is that you are showing you acknowledge as Rabbeinu Shem is controlling the world and you've got hachnu for the Rabbeinu Shloilem. This is only possible when a person comes to this madrega of ein lecho ben choil el misha oisik b'toira. Therefore, when a person has not got any sifra kodesh around him, he cannot possibly sit and do proper nefilas apayim. Nefilas apayim is only when you're surrounded by Torah. Now we know on Monday and Thursday we add in many more tefillas, the long tefillah of Vehi Rachim, and in the Rishonim is given a reason why we add on these extra tefillas. The Beis Yosef already writes in Siman Kif Lamed Dalet, Tam Tikun Zeh Devehi Rachem Mefirish Bekolboy. The Sefer Kolboy, says the Beis Yosef, explains the reason why we say the tefillah, the Al Yedei Ma'aseh Nes Gudol Nisaken. It was instituted because of a great ness. What is this great ness? A number of Rishonim, the Sefer Hamanik, the Sefer Ochas Chaim, the Roikeach explain as follows. The time of the Chom Beis HaMikdash, the Romans came along and they took a whole group of Yidden, many Yidden, perhaps hundreds of Yidden, and they took them to the seashore, and there was a boat there which was no longer seaworthy, and they crammed these Yidden, like the Nazis Yimach Shemom used to do to the Yidden on these cattle carts. They crammed them onto this rickety broken boat and they cast it into the sea, thinking that in a few minutes this boat would soon capsize, wasn't seaworthy, was overloaded. But the Rabbeinu Shlom made a ness, and this boat somehow glided along until it came to a far distant land. The Yidden got off the boat, and when the local ruler of the land saw these Yidden, he said to them, "Who are you? Where are you from?" They told him, "We're from Eretz Yisrael." And he said to them, "Oh, you're Jews. I'm going to test you in the same way that Hashem tested Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. And I'm going to throw you into a fire. If Hashem makes for you a nest, then you're welcome to stay. But if not, that will be the end of you." They asked permission to wait for 30 days and there would be mispalel to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And the ruler gave them permission. And in these 30 days, they said the tefillah that we say of Vehi Rachim. Then it came the night before they were going to be thrown into the furnace. And one of the Zakenim had a dream. And in his dream, he dreamt of a pusik where the word ki is written twice and the word loy is written three times. He woke up in the morning and he told the other people he'd had a dream. And he'd been shown there's a pusik where the word ki is written twice and the word loy is written three times, and he didn't know what pusik it was. And they told him, "This is a pusik which is written Yeshaya, Perik Mem Gimel, ki savoy b'mayim itcho'uni. When you'll go through water, I will be with you. Even a hurois lo yishtaficha, and the rivers will not drown you. Kiselech b'moyesh, when you go into fire, loisik hover, you will not be burnt. V'lo hover loisavai boch, and the flames will not touch you." This was the pusik he had dreamt of. So they told him, it looks like this is a message min Hashemayim, just like the Rabbeinu Shem performed for us a nes, that we were put onto a rickety old boat, crammed, although it wasn't seaworthy. The Rabbeinu Shalom made that this boat should go by itself to a distant land. So the first part of the pusik was fulfilled. Kisavi b'mayim itcha uni, even a hurois lo yishtaficha, we weren't drowned in the water. Similarly, the second part of the pusik will also be fulfilled. Ki seilech b'moy eish loy sikuva v'lehova loy savaybach. V'ktake kachava. These Yidden were thrown into the fire, and the Rabbi Yisrael made for them a nest, and they were all saved. Writes to the Rekeach and the Ra'ad Rishonim that after this nes took place, the Zakenim kosvihi biksav. They wrote this story down. V'sholchi b'chol mekoymes Yisrael. They sent it in all places where Yidden were living. L'kabel aleim loy mevirachim b'sheni v'chamishi. V'oimrim ku'al yibiyachad b'chol kavunas libam v'hirachim. They came to say together this tefillah with the whole kavuna. V'chol oimre b'kavunas libo hinena. And whoever will say it will be nena. And when we look in this tefillah, we'll see that so many pesikim that we know are so negeya for us all year round, and especially now. Chisu Hashem al amecho v'al titen nachalozchu lechep olim shabagoyim l'me yoymi ba'ayim aye elokeyem habitad al kvoideini, and so on. And then there's a pusik which we say, which is really now, this is the inyan which we have to be mispalel. Husimi meni makas hamoves. Rabbein Shem, remove from us the makas hamoves, kirachem uta. V'husimi meni makas hamageifa. Remove from us the mageifa, gzeirkusha, ki ato, shoyme Yisrael. And so on, so many psikim. Rabbi Yosef Svidashinsky, the Yishalayim Aruv, used to always wonder, why is it that Nesana Toikif, which was also instituted in a similar way, that the author, Reb Amnon, had a dream, came in a dream to one of his Talmidim, and he wrote down this tefillah, and he told it to send it to all Kehillahs and Klal Yisrael. And we know what how we say this tefillah with such kavuna, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the tefillah of Vehirachem, of Tachnam, which we say Monday and Thursday, which is also a Moedika story of a Ness, and it was given over to them in a dream, this pusik, and they wrote it to all Kehillahs Klal Yisrael. Why is it that this tefillah, for some odd reason, we zoom through it and we don't give it its proper diligence? And not only that, very often people are very quick just to get out of saying Tachnan with the flimsiest of excuses, epesa yutzat of somebody who they don't have no connection with them. Oh, I think there might be, perhaps there's a chuzun, perhaps there's a bris, all types of excuses, whether legitimate or not legitimate. And Be'emes, this is a tefillah where we should be putting all our kavuna. And this is a tefillah which is called Tachnan, because we have to be mischanan to beg the Rabboinu Shel Olam. And this is something which is, especially now, very noigaya. Rabbeinu Yoina writes as follows. The Mishnah says, like we mentioned in Uvas, that when one davens to Rabboinu Shel Olam, a person should make his tefillah kva el rachamim v'tachaninim. Writes Rabbeinu Yoina, ki tachaninim yedaber rosh. Somebody's a rosh, somebody's poor, he's lacking, he can only come and beg. V'im, says Rabbeinu Yoina, mesachakekes loy hashu. You think you're okay, you're doing well. You've got Baruch Hashem, you've got a good panusa, everything is going fine for you. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, a person should always be worried that efsha, everything he's had till now, is only being a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Not that he's really deserving of it, not that he's really worthy of it. And perhaps chas v'shulam, those chasudim that Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave him, he's run out, his credit has run out. Kishema yigrim achet, v'lav kol shato v'shato misrachesh nisa. And therefore, person shouldn't be overconfident that because till now everything was going fantastic, therefore he's okay, he doesn't have to worry. Efsha chas v'shulam, says Rabbeinu Yoina, it was a chesed. And unfortunately now, Rabbeinu Shem is coming and saying the time is up. And we see this even, it's Gepaskin La'alucha, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Chesiv Gimel writes, Yispalel Derech Tachaninim, Kerosh HaMavakish BaPesach. And explains the Mishnah Brira, a person needs to come to the realization, She'em B'yad Shim Nivra, Malach Mazel Oikoichav L'malach She'lusoy, Kim Bertsoyne Yizborach. There's nobody who can give you, who can help you, only the Rabbeinu Shloilem. This is what we have seen now in this corona epidemic. Suddenly, all the governments and all the armies and all the major companies and everything, everybody has come to the realization they are helpless. We are only Biyad Hashem. So therefore, Yispalel Tachaninim, a person has to be Mispalel Tachaninim. The Chofetz Chaim used to relate a story. Near Radin, there's a large town called Lida. The Ruv of Lida was one of the Gedolim of the time. His name was Reb Lezer Lida. And the Chofetz Chaim used to relate that this Reb Lezer Lida once stayed in the house of an extremely, extremely wealthy person. He was extremely wealthy, owned an absolute fortune, many properties and portfolios, and he had his own mill and so on. And the Blazer leader was talking to him about having a minna and bituchen, the Rabbeinu Shloilem, that everything we have is only from Hashem. But this super rich man, unfortunately, he made a comment and he said, I'm not worried. I have so much money. I never need to worry. I really have no problems whatsoever. I can never be poor. And Reb Lezer Lida heard these words and he was shocked. And he said, Rabbeinu Shloilem, we're all in his hands. We can't speak like that. But this man just dismissed it, made some type of belittling comment. Said the Chofetz Chaim, it didn't go by much time. And one day, the Russian army were making their army maneuvers and they happened to pass through this man's large estate. And he had through his large estate, there was a river with a bridge going over. And as the general was going on his horse over this river, there was a loose plank on the bridge. And when the general's horse went onto this loose plank, it gave way. And the general with his horse fell into the river and was almost killed. Straight away, the general said that this wasn't an accident. This had been done deliberately. And he said that the person, the owner, is guilty of treason. Straight away, they went to get him, to execute him. This man was walking around somewhere in town, and somebody ran over to him and told him what happened, told him, quickly, run away as fast as you can, because they're out to kill you. There and then, he had to escape for his life. This Reb Lezer leader, sometime later, came to a different town. And at the back of the shul where he was davening, there was a very poor man who was going around collecting money for himself. Reb Lezer leader looked at him and he recognized him. It was this person, this rich man, who is in the house he'd been in beforehand. And he had to run away. And all his assets and his properties have been confiscated, and overnight he became poverty stricken. So this is what happened to this man because he had been lacking the correct emuna in the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And this is what we have been seeing now, and this corona epidemic, how the Rabbeinu Shloilem has suddenly brought the entire world to a halt, and major, major companies who one could never have believed. These companies, which were worth hundreds of millions of pounds, some of them even worth billions of pounds, have been filing for bankruptcy, something which no one would ever have believed possible just a few short weeks and months ago. So this is what we've seen here, and these are the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person can never, never take for granted. So when a person does Nefilas Apayim, what he is showing is, he's demonstrating and is showing his Biyad Hashem. Rabbeinu Bachai writes then Parshas Korach, V'da ki inyan Nefilas Apayim betfila yesh boi shulosh kavunos. There are three separate kavunas in Nefilas Apayim. Firstly, says Rabbeinu Bachai, it's an inyan of Moira Shechina. We have to show that we're in front of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And therefore, when a person has Moira Shechina, he has to have Bisha Vitznias. So you cover your face, like it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yurim Ahabit Elakim, to show that you're scared of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Number two, says Rabbeinu Bachai, you cover your face, Laharois Tsa V'Hachnua. It's a form of humility. You show that you are not in control, you're not in charge. And then says Rabbeinu Bachai, Laharois, the third reason, Laharois Asiras Chishov Ibitl Hargushoisov. To show that you totally, you are not able to do anything. You are totally helpless. We are totally in the hands of Hashem. And that's why we cover our face. Because Ein b'yude lahafik ritzoinoyim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yudoy. I have no face. I have nothing to say. This is the tefillah of Nefilas Apayim. And now in these days, as we are davening, not being able to go into shul, we have to remember, we have to be mechaven. This is the true Nefilas Apayim. And this is part of our hachuna for Kabbalas HaTorah. Ein lecha ben chayrim ele misha oisik b'toyra. Therefore, when we are in front of a Sefer Torah, when we are in front of Sifra HaKodesh, then we cover our face with our left-hand side. The left-hand side who we did, by the Leil HaSeder, we sat there a cheres, because we come to the realization, Leman teida ki ani Hashem bekeref uretz. You're Rabbein Hashem, you're the one who's running, you're the one who's controlling the whole world. Therefore, I can sit by der cheres, because olecho nismachti mi buten, keili uta, I'm relying on you, Rabbein Hashem. I'm totally dependent on you. Therefore, Ahmed ben Choyen, I'm not worrying. You're in control. I'm just like a baby in its mother's arms, so I can sit by der cheres. Similarly, when we say tachnan, we have to continue that same realization. So we cover our left, we fall on our left hand side to show I have nothing to say. We are kerosh ham oimid bepesach. The Rabbi Hashem zol taka helfim that all our tefillahs should be miskabel berachmim everutzen, and this magefa should come straight to an end, and we should all be able to meet each other together, not just in the Beis Hamedrash, but in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, b'mehera v'yomeini, amen.